This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Require health insurance plans in Illinois to cover infertility treatments and wigs for those with hair loss caused by a medical condition. All those bills are headed to the House. Heritage Behavioral Health Center will host its Gallery of Hope on Saturday. It features a display of artwork by Macon and DeWitt County students. There will be over 200 works of art on display tied to mental health. The event is at Rock Springs Nature Center from 1 to 4. It's free and open to the public. For more stories, podcasts, and videos, visit our website, nowdecatur.com.
A special delivery at the Senate. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. House Republicans will today hand over impeachment articles against the head of Homeland Security.
Desperate times call for desperate measures, and Secretary Mayorkas is, in my view, the worst cabinet secretary that has ever served in the history of the United States.
And House Speaker Mike Johnson just demanded on Fox that Senate Democrats hold a trial on articles accusing Alejandro Mayorkas of ignoring laws, allowing record illegal immigration. But Democrats may dismiss the case, calling it a sham and a policy dispute. Speaker Johnson also told Fox a short time ago the House will vote this week on separate foreign aid bills.
Look, I think there's a lot of support for Israel, obviously, on the Republican side. Clearly, on the Democrat side, they have a real division over that. It's been pretty shameful. Actually.
Now, another vote will be on aid to Ukraine. Some Republicans say we've given them enough. Others side with President Biden, who says Ukraine needs more support in the battle against Russia. Israel's war cabinet is meeting a second day in a row after its military leader, Herzi Halevi, said last night they will respond to Iran's weekend attack.
Iran will face the consequences for its actions.
Most of Iran's missiles and drones either failed or were shot down. The U.S. and the U.N. have urged Israel to show restraint. Former President Trump will soon head back to court in New York this morning for a second day of jury selection at his first criminal trial.
It's a political witch hunt. It continues. It continues forever. And we're not going to be given a fair trial.
More than half the prospective jurors on day one were excused, telling the judge they cannot be impartial.
The former president is charged with illegally falsifying business documents to hide the scheme to sway the outcome of the 2016 presidential election by paying Stormy Daniels to keep quiet about their alleged affair. Trump denies it.
Fox's Eric Schoen outside the New York court. The Supreme Court will consider a Trump-related case. One of the convicted Capitol rioters is challenging a law used to prosecute him and hundreds of others. The obstructing an official proceeding charge is also in the Trump federal 2020 election indictment. America's listening to Fox News.
Don't let everyday aches and pains keep you from living your best life.
I don't think I really understood what people meant when they talked about pain until I started feeling it myself.
Start feeling better every day with Relief Factor, a daily supplement designed to support your body's fight against aches and pains.
Not only do I move better without pain, I just feel better.
Created by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients that target four metabolic pathways to address pain. Relief Factor doesn't just mask aches and pains, it helps reduce or even eliminate them.
Today, I do the things I love, and it doesn't occur to me to think about pain.
You can feel the difference all day, every day.
Join the over 1 million people who have tried Relief Factor's 3-week quick start kit. It's only $19.95 and comes with our Feel Better or Your Money Back guarantee. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
President Biden is ready to hit the road today, going to a key state ahead of his Trump rematch.
President Biden kicks off his 3-day swing in Pennsylvania with a stop today in his hometown of Scranton, where his campaign says he'll highlight an economic contrast against his rival, though in a backdrop of high prices and interest rates. The president travels to the Pittsburgh area tomorrow and to speak at a campaign event in Philadelphia on Thursday in an aggressive push for support in PA, a key battleground state where former President Donald Trump held 2 campaign stops over the weekend, with the latest public opinion polls in Pennsylvania suggesting a close contest for the state's 19 electoral votes. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Now, yesterday was tax deadline day, and the White House released President Biden's tax return information. He and the First Lady had over $616,000 in adjusted gross income, paid $146,000 in federal taxes, their state income tax payment for Delaware just under $31,000. A mystery solved in Florida.
Analysts from the Kennedy Space Center have determined it was a chunk of space junk that tore through the roof of a home in Naples, Florida last month. It was originally discarded from the International Space Station. The piece of metal weighed about 1.5 pounds and was about 4 inches long. NASA expected the object to burn up in the Earth's atmosphere upon reentry, but it survived. The homeowner in Naples reports the small piece of metal hit with such force, it not only pierced the roof, but also tore up the floor. No one was home at the time. Tom Graham, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising. A college basketball star has gone pro.
With the first pick in the 2024 WNBA draft, the Indiana Fever select Caitlin Clark.
That's on ESPN. Caitlin Clark, of course, had set a record as the leading all-time college basketball scorer. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
The 2024 St. Teresa High School Mega Raffle is going on now. The fundraiser helps St. Teresa offer a faith-based education to students in our area. Tickets are now on sale, and you can have a chance to win $100,000. Take advantage of special bundles by purchasing multiple tickets, increasing your odds of winning. The final drawing is May 24th. Buy your tickets today for a chance to win $100,000 by calling 875-7950 or online at sttmega.com.
Coach House Garages, designed to fit your life, budget, and dreams. Built on generations of Amish craftsmanship with the best warranty in the industry, where service is more than a promise, it's a guarantee. Their custom-built buildings have been turned into all kinds of spaces, from garden sheds and pool houses to workshops and guest houses. The possibilities are endless. You can count on Coach House to listen to your needs and create the perfect building to fit your vision. For more information, visit CoachHouseGarages.com.
Here's a look at your news. Channel 20 storm team forecast today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy and windy, a high of 82. Then tonight, showers and possible thunderstorms, low of 63 with some wind. For Wednesday, partly sunny and windy, high near 72. And Thursday, 40% chance of showers after 2 p.m. Mostly sunny and a high near 70. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 61 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday edition of Buyers and Company. We'll give you the highlights from the WNBA draft. We'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, plus the Coley family. Tuesday Company starts now.
Buyers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Going to spend some time on these protesters in Chicago and elsewhere yesterday, shutting down O'Hare, or at least the entryway in and out of the airport. There are clear laws, and then there's freedom of speech, freedom of protest, civil disobedience, but there are clear laws of what you can or can't do under that.
Sure.
And blocking interstate commerce and safety and everything else is clearly written into state law. And then there are the unintended consequences when you do these kind of things because you get hyped up. And I really do believe this has become the thing recently to do the thing all the time. And you run the risk of turning people away from what it is you're trying to point attention to by becoming such a pain that people who are terribly inconvenienced, meaning they've got a plane to catch or whatever it might be, are they really going to be, well, maybe I'll take a listen. I've told you many times about the protests that went wrong at the Decatur Celebration that really took a downturn for support for what it was they were trying to get out there because they were just tone deaf in their delivery. So there are the laws of what you can or you can't do. And then there are sometimes the unintended consequences of it having the exact opposite result of what you're trying to get. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit. So the WNBA draft last night in New York, not in a giant venue.
Looked like maybe a junior high.
Oh, come on now. It was.
I'm just kidding. It was a small theater.
It was, what was the name? It was at the Brooklyn Academy of Music in Brooklyn, New York.
Not quite the Barclays or Madison Square Garden.
But this was the first time fans have been allowed to be at, for the first time since 2016. The
reason I'm pointing this out is A, to be slightly funny about it, but B, to watch to see if this thing progresses to the next thing. If you ever look back at the old footage of NFL or NBA drafts, it was terrible. It was not much different.
Yeah. It was terrible.
Yeah.
So I thought about 12 tables on a floor level, right, and the stage.
I think I counted 16. I think the only reason why I thought they had a little more than what the first round would offer, because I on an overhead shot, I thought that's what I counted. But still, who cares?
Yeah, 12, I thought 16. I counted 12.
Did you?
Yeah, okay. It was just kind of on the TV. Nothing scientific about it at all. Right. I mean, it doesn't matter. 12, 16, not a lot of tables.
Right.
And then I couldn't tell how many people were in the crowd. It was a very loud crowd.
It was.
A lot of coaches, a lot of players and teammates, you know, and fans, a lot of New York fans there, you know, clearly when the Liberty made their choice.
They even had their mascot.
Ellie the Elephant.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I thought overall, when I looked at it, the presentation was pretty good. Sponsored by State Farm.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And Jake was there.
All over, everywhere.
Yeah. And they had State Farm paid for a gigantic billboard on Times Square, electronic billboard with Caitlin Clark. So clearly her State Farm connection has now then directly translated to WNBA.
That's right. And she had, right after her pick, the first commercial break, State Farm was the first commercial that was in there.
Yeah.
And I mean, they look like they're going for the whole journey.
Yep. Smart.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So at the Brooklyn Academy of Music, it started 7:30 Eastern time, which meant 6:30 our time. I recorded it and then got to it about 7 o'clock, intentionally not looking at anything in between.
Yeah.
So started it a little after the fact.
Well, I'm on multiple. I needed to finish some stuff up, so I had paused it and was going to do the same thing. My email from like the NBA shop kind of told me who spoiler on the first pick, but I mean the partnerships with the NBA already happened within minutes. This whole thing is well orchestrated, and the skids are greased for her to have a nice.
Yeah. So evidently there were 15 players invited to be in attendance. So your number of 16 might be more accurate than my number of 12 as far as tables are concerned. That doesn't mean they were all there,
right,
that they were invited, which I thought was interesting. And there was also a couple of French players that were drafted in the top 12 last night. In the very first round, which I thought was interesting, and they clearly were not there.
Yeah, and one of them, the first one, it looks like is a stash, a draft and stash kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which is common in the NBA. That's kind of interesting that the women's league is far enough along.
Yeah, that they're doing the same thing,
prospects.
Right?
Prospects.
So everybody was all gussied up, you know, and I felt like they did that way better than the men normally do.
I didn't feel that way.
Really?
Yeah, I thought
that they may have an entire commercial running about how bad fashion choices have been with the men's NBA draft.
Oh, you mean the actual quality? I mean, the men actually they get custom suits made with liners and
17 buttons. Yes, none of what. There's an entire ad campaign running about those disastrous choices.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I thought overall, you got to set the tone with the first one, big one. Everybody's watching, a lot of new eyeballs. You know, are you going to be over the top with the fashion choices, or are you going to be kind of right there, you know, in the wheelhouse of fun?
Well, if you look at like Angel Reese versus Caitlin Clark, you've got the midriff jean jacket looking mini skirt combo versus the.
It was not a jean jacket. It was a very expensive. No cotton there.
versus the, you know, like, I don't even know what you would call
chain
it.
Chainmail?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. But
not
I thought
options.
They did. And so when you look at, we knew what the first pick was going to be.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's just no doubt.
I also love that Indiana did not do what every draft does. They didn't let the clock run all the way down. They go, we got our pick. Go get
it. It was a little longer than I thought, but I don't know how much of that was just, you know, yeah, the stage show or whatever.
Yeah, they sent their pick out early. Like, let's go. I
so,
like that.
Here is poor Holly Rowe. I've been short my entire life, so I can totally. Oh yeah, she's probably our. Yeah, she's not.
She has to be shorter than us.
What do you think you would look like standing next to Cameron Brink?
She'd be like 7 inches taller than me.
Oh,
she's
6'3". That's saying you're
Isn't she 6'3"?
She's 6'4".
Okay, 8 inches.
Yes,
it's way off.
Yeah, and Camila Cardoza is 6'7".
Oh, I know.
Okay, so don't be like I'm saying
I'm
this in sympathy with Holly. Get her a stepladder. That was awkward. I mean, I don't even know how you got it in the same camera shot.
I thought she did an unbelievable job, too.
She does great. I'm just saying, can you imagine how sore her arm was from holding that microphone above her head all night?
Yeah, it wasn't pleasant for her.
They solved this in the tournament.
Yep.
The ESPN reporter just got a stepladder brought it with her. So you've got first pick Caitlin Clark. Coach, teammates there on hand. Then Cameron Brink goes to the LA Sparks. And then Camila Cardoza goes to the Chicago Sky. Rekia Jackson at fourth. J.C. Sheldon at fifth. You've got Aaliyah Edwards at sixth. And then Angel Reese gets drafted seventh, again by Chicago.
Yeah.
So those two LSU teammates are going to the same team, which would be cool, right?
Yeah, that's really neat.
Alyssa Peely, who's got a great story from Alaska and representing indigenous people up there and with the tribal tattoos, even had like sort of the tribal stuff in her outfit. And then the Carla Late, who's the French player to the Dallas Wings. Another French player at 10. Then you had Markeisha Davis. And so I watched, you know, the first 12.
Yeah, it was cool.
And I thought it was a pretty good presentation overall. I don't have anything to compare it to because I've never watched it before.
Yep. I can only compare it to other drafts that I've seen. It has room to grow. It was totally fine. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it just fine. They had good commentary. It was weird because the commentary was meant for the whole room as well as the broadcast.
Yeah.
I thought that was a little awkward. They'll tighten that up.
But do they not do that at the NBA or like at the NFL draft? I mean, I always thought those guys were mic'd up for the whole theater. Cause they would, I mean, it's not like unlike game day or whatever.
Well, they have multiple broadcasts going on in the same place.
Yeah.
So there's like stuff that's meant like, here's the highlights package for this guy. Not so much like, like very specific, like this is why they want you here or something. But I thought it was really nice. I love the support. I love the fact that it was on in prime time, that people knew to watch it. And I love that I knew a good amount of the players.
It felt like you had invested in the storyline. You knew who the players were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it was pretty neat. And they
just the overall reactions, right? Yeah. I mean, they're... I know the paychecks, you know, are not there. Most of them probably taking a step down from NIL to WNBA money. But that realization of reaching a professional level and being drafted in the first round hit a lot of them emotionally, you know, which was cool to see. Like it had been, you know, childhood dream.
Yeah. And some of them, like Caitlin Clark, obviously being the obvious one, but the, you know, her partnerships aren't like the Chevy dealer in Iowa. It's a national thing that can come with her. So, a lot of the NIL deals, if this thing all rises in college basketball and women's basketball rise, their companies that are national are going to invest at them at the lower level.
The NIL money, call it whatever you want to call it now as a professional, isn't going away for these big stars.
But the national acts might get them early and take them all the way to the top.
Right.
Yep. So it's pretty interesting to see this thing go. I'm pretty happy about it for them.
Well, I thought it was a pretty good presentation overall. I like the commentary. I mean, I like their lineup of the people that, you know, awkward or not about the whole concert hall. I like that Rebecca Lobo's great. I mean, they brought their host in from the studio show. I thought it was good.
Do you like Coach Melky getting on the stage, finding her way up there?
No.
If Vegas wouldn't even take bets on that, who's most likely to find their way
in front of the camera to get on? Yeah, it would definitely be her.
Yeah.
I don't know. I now know most of the team names, which I did not know before, right? I mean, we've all heard Indiana Fever all year long because they had the first pick. I knew the Los Angeles Sparks. I knew Chicago Sky. Mm-hmm. I didn't know Wings from Dallas. I didn't know Mystics from Washington. The Lynx in Minnesota. The Connecticut Sun. I knew New York Liberty. I didn't even know Atlanta Dream.
Yeah. A lot of these are owned by, like, the NBA, the person who, or the conglomerates that own the NBA teams, a lot of times own the women's teams.
Hasn't there been controversy down there in Atlanta about ownership, though, over the last number of years?
That one lady that people did not like, and I don't remember what that was. I think it was political.
Yeah, I seem to think that was the case, I don't know. That's been a few years ago.
Yeah. Like, and a cool thing is a lot of times you look for symmetry, like the Lynx and the Timberwolves, they have the same colors. The logos are kind of in the same format. And same owners. And so you get a lot of the support and it feels like you're buying into both, which I think is a good idea.
Yeah. I thought it was a nice evening. And then, you know, I told you earlier that, you know, the amount of games that the Indiana Fever were going to have nationally broadcast, meaning ESPN or ABC, they had one on ESPN the entirety of last year.
Oh, really?
None on NBC. So their games were broadcast on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, when they say broadcast, it's a very liberal use of the word, meaning like how big an audience are we talking about? So they went literally from one nationally televised game last year to 36 this year. Think about that.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
I mean, you know, they were a bad team. Don't get me wrong, but they're building, they're rebuilding. They've got some key players. They've got now Caitlin Clark. But to have a 36-fold increase in 1 year of the number of nationally broadcast games, the haters can hate all they want. There's no other player on that stage last night that's causing that.
No. And the room felt everybody was.
I didn't feel like it was a negative energy everybody towards felt each good. Other, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you saw a lot of people happy for, and then a lot of the players said, it was great to be around the girls. I think Cameron Brink said it was awesome to be around all these players. It just kind of rejuvenated my love for the sport.
Yeah, yeah. So, I'm talking to Diana Taurasi right now. And I don't think it's the young people. I think it's the old school vets.
Yeah.
That haven't kept up with the times. And they're resenting, hey, I practiced hard. I went out and did all this stuff. All this ought to be equal.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
I think that that's the resentment level. I don't even think it's a personal thing. I think it's just, why is this snowflake getting all this?
Where's my NIL money? Yeah. Where's my Where's my televised draft?
And that's, look, that happens over and over and over in life. Instead of appreciating that things get better, taking a little piece of credit for your building block in that whole process, people just get resentful. It's easy.
Oh, yeah. It does. It happens fairly frequently. Was that the first full-fledged televised draft?
Since 2016, first with an audience ticket, like buying audience.
Because I remember pictures of way back, like even Lisa Leslie holding up the jerseys.
Well, I think if you remember, there probably was a lot more splash at the very beginning of the WNBA.
Because a lot of the names.
Because it was new and it was a thing. And then I think it just fell into kind of a lull, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think it petered out for the people who had the passion and love for the game. But for general audience, yeah, probably. All right. Well, let's do this. Let's take a break. And when we get back here, we've got a lot to get to, including Mark Tupper at the bottom of the hour. A little later today, if you're going to protest, people love to protest. Chicago is going to be a very interesting place this summer when the convention gets there.
Which convention's there?
The Democratic National Convention. Yep. There'll be a lot of, you're actually accurate, there are a lot of conventions, but that's a pretty big one when you bring the president to town and you're nominating your your candidate for the ballot, and all the people are there from all over the United States. I can't even imagine the statistical nightmare it will be for law enforcement and everybody else that has to deal with that. But shutting down O'Hare Airport.
And not over contrails, just over a protocol.
All right. Here's Nick with your three-day forecast. We'll be back with more right after this.
Today, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 4 p.m. Mostly cloudy and windy, high near 82. Tonight, showers and possible thunderstorms, low around 63 with some wind. Then Wednesday, partly sunny and windy, high near 72. And Thursday, 40% chance of showers after 2 p.m., mostly sunny and a high near 70. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 62 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:24.
This is Tom Brinkotter with Brinkotter Realtors. It is truly an honor to carry on the legacy started by my father many years ago. Despite technology playing a big role in today's business landscape, we remain dedicated to the values of the past. Being a family business, our commitment has always been deeply personal. Our devotion lies with our clients, our responsibility within our community, every day earning your business one handshake at a time. Discover the difference at Brinkotter Realtors. Modern tech, timeless values. Visit us online or call to connect with one of our agents today.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
It's our lowest prices of the season at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Right now, shop unbeatable deals on the things you need for spring, like select sizes of Meow Mix cat food, just $16.99. Get a free bag of Estate Garden Fertilizer when you buy new Estate Premium 4-in-1 Lawn Treatment. Assorted brake pads, rotors, and suspension parts, 20% off. And 50-pound bags of Diamond Crystal Natural Solar Salt, $5.99 each. Don't miss our lowest prices of the season in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
Those extra services the other guys charge for? They're just part of what we do at Carpet Weavers every day.
Free expert design advice.
Free pre-measures and estimates. Free samples delivered to your door.
Free lifetime warranties.
We're more than just quality flooring and furniture at the best price. We take care of our customers from selection to installation and beyond. Come home to Carpet Weavers.
Where floors, furniture,
and family meet.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We are back here on a Tuesday. Yeah, that 2020 Georgia Senate race between Raphael Warnock and the Kelly Loeffler, who was the was one of the owners of the Atlanta Dream, and she had said some things about Black Lives Matter and having it be in the league, and how it was too divisive, and it was exclusion, not inclusion. There were just some of those things. That was the thing I was thinking about.
Yep.
And then she and the ownership group sold the team, and there was a former WNBA player involved in the purchase of the Atlanta Dream. That was back in 2020. I mean, she had lost the support of the league, the commissioner, players, for sure. So that's what I was remembering. Sometimes you don't, the older you get, you go, am I just making that up or did that actually happen?
How have I heard of the Atlanta Dream?
No, but it happened. All right. So last night, big success, I thought, overall. I mean, it didn't disappoint. It didn't flop. You know, I'm assuming a lot of new eyeballs there. It's not going to have the same numbers the games had, right?
Right.
But I'm assuming a lot more eyeballs than what normally would have been.
Yeah, and I got enough little factoids about the players I didn't know to now that I have enough to look at them next time and
but
go,
look at how many you have that you already know.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. So that just added to my little amount of knowledge that I have.
And I will tell you this, and I am not exaggerating. I know a lot more of them and about them than I do on the men's side.
Yeah.
When the NBA draft happens, I will not have that connection.
Right. Yeah, you took the journey for a few weeks. It worked.
Well, more than a few weeks.
Didn't Caitlin's teammate, Kate Clark, whatever the other one's name is, wasn't she not going to play basketball and she got drafted last night?
I have to look at that. I didn't watch the lower rounds.
Yeah.
The one that was going to graduate school or whatever. I will look that up while we're in the news.
I wanted to just know if it was the same one or not.
Okay.
I thought it was.
Well, I'll check that out. Yeah. All right. Let's take a break for bottom of the hour stories and news. When we get back, we'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. And then a little later this hour, a preview of Pharmacy Facts with Friends. Back with more after this.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. Macon County State's Attorney Scott Reeder has determined that the use of force in the March 18th officer-involved shooting was necessary. The state's attorney was required to determine if there was criminal liability on the part of the officers involved. DPD has also determined the shooting was justified after their own investigation. 38-year-old Rocky Dupin was shot and killed after pulling a weapon during an arrest. The weapon turned out to be a realistic replica. The Rockhounds of Central and Southern Illinois will host their annual Rock and Gem Show at the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel Saturday and Sunday. The event goes from 10 to 5 on Saturday and 10 to 4 on Sunday. There will be rocks, minerals, fossils, and jewelry on display, along with dealers, exhibits, demonstrations, auction, raffle, and more. Admission is $5 for adults and $3 for seniors. Veterans and kids 15 and under are free. More stories, podcasts, and videos at nowdecatur.com.
News. I'm Chris Foster. The House is sending articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate today. House Speaker Mike Johnson on Fox.
Desperate times call for desperate measures, and Secretary Mayorkas is, in my view, the worst cabinet secretary that has ever served in the history of the United States.
Accused of not enforcing immigration law and lying to Congress about the state of border security, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer could move to dismiss the charges that Democrats call a political stunt. The Supreme Court hears arguments today over whether a federal obstruction law is being properly used in Capitol riot cases.
More than 300 people are facing the same obstruction charge over their alleged actions on January 6. The case could have implications on former President Trump's legal case in Washington over his alleged actions to overturn the 2020 election results.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. More prospective jurors for former President Trump's criminal trial in New York are being questioned today. Nobody's chosen yet. America's listening to Fox News.
It took more than makeup, costumes, music, and lights to get me on stage. It took the gift of an organ donor.
Nobody said it was easy. It's such a shame for us to part.
Be an organ donor, because life does go on.
Register at lifegoeson.com.
The 2024 St. Teresa High School Mega Raffle is going on now. The fundraiser helps St. Teresa offer a faith-based education to students in our area. Tickets are now on sale, and you can have a chance to win $100,000. Take advantage of special bundles by purchasing multiple tickets, increasing your odds of winning. The final drawing is May 24th. Buy your tickets today for a chance to win $100,000 by calling 875-7950 or online at stmega.com.
The Macon County Fair, Refreshment Services, Pepsi, and Rural King proudly brings you Southern Rock legends, the Marshall Tucker Band, on Thursday, June 7th.
Can't see what that woman been doing to me.
Tickets on sale now at MaconCountyFair.com. The Marshall Tucker Band live at the Macon County Fairgrounds, Thursday, June 7th in Decatur.
All right, here's Nick with your three-day forecast.
Today, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 4 p.m., mostly cloudy and windy, a high near 82. Tonight, showers and possible thunderstorms and a low of 63 with some wind. Wednesday, partly sunny and windy, high near 72. Thursday, a 40% chance of rain after 2 p.m., mostly sunny and a high near 70. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 62 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:33.
Tom.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. Each and every weekday we check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, your thought on the draft last night.
Oh, it's all about fashion. You know, these drafts, and we'll see it a week from Thursday in the NFL draft. I really believe that's part of the attraction of the draft is what do these people wear? You know, especially Caitlin Clark, because she has not bought into the extended eyelash thing and all that. She kind of comes out and, you know, all she has is a rubber band and puts her hair in a ponytail, and she should come out in Carhartt overalls, and she's just ready to ball. And last night she dialed it up, man. She had she had it going on, you know, including the bare tummy and show you her legs, and it was kind of neat. And no surprises that she went number one. But she's got an interesting team she's joining in that they have two really good post players, including Aaliyah Boston, who was last year's Rookie of the Year from South Carolina. She's 6'5", and they have a 6'4", woman playing in the post also. And then they have another three-point shooter in Kelsey Mitchell, who was made almost 500 threes when she played at Ohio State. That's been 6 years ago. But so she's not going to be a one-person show. They can really operate an inside-outside attack with the Indiana Fever, and that will be interesting. And things happen so fast in the women's game. That, you know, the NCAA tournament just ended. Here's the draft, and they open on May 14th. The men take all the time in the world. Their draft isn't even until late June, and we'll get a look at her playing professionally in a hurry. And then the Chicago Sky owned the number 3, number 7, and number 13 picks in the draft. And they took Camilla Cardoso, the 6'7 center from South Carolina, with the number 3 pick, and then took Angel Reese, 6'3 from LSU. Between the two of them, they're not going to give up many rebounds. Those are two rebounding queens. And then they took Brenna Maxwell, who's a 3-point shooter from Gonzaga, with their 3rd pick. So that was kind of interesting. And then I was interested to hear the established WNBA people just talk about what now awaits Caitlin Clark. And basically they said reality is coming. She's going to get knocked on her butt. And it doesn't have so much to do with Caitlin Clark. It's what happens in the NBA, the WNBA, the NFL. It's just welcome to the pros. You know, you're here to take our livelihood, essentially, and we're not going to let you do it easily. And we'll knock you around a little bit, and then you'll get up and show us you can handle that. And then, okay, we'll just play basketball. And I think Caitlin Clark knows that. So that's going to be very interesting. And I looked up. I mean, I think they had one Indiana Fever game listed as a national television game last year. And this year they have, I think it's 36 of their 40, including that first one, which is on like ESPN2 or something like that. So get ready. We're going to see a bunch.
All right. On the other side of the break, we'll do a little baseball and Illini hoops with Mark Tupper. This look at Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports brought to you by First National Bank, the quality bank with two locations in Decatur.
Spring is here, and a perfect time to take advantage of a CD special from First National Bank of Decatur, offering an annual percentage yield as high as 5.28% for 9 months, depending on the product type. For details, visit either Decatur branch at 1688 Baltimore Road or downtown in the Milliken Building. You can also visit one of our other branches in Pena, Assumption, Taylorville, or Blue Mound. First National Bank of Decatur, the quality bank. FNB Quality. Member FDIC.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, let's start with the Cubs and the Cards.
Good day to talk about them because they both won last night. They're both out on the West Coast or out West. The Cubs are in Arizona. Cardinals are at Oakland. And the Cubs beat Arizona 3-2 in 11 innings. Pretty exciting game. Michael Busch hit a home run, the Cubs first baseman, in his 5th consecutive game, which that does not happen very often. And the Cubs trail in that game 2-1 late. Nico Horner scored from second base on a wild pitch in the 9th to tie it, and then Nico Horner singled in the winning run in the 11th. Ben Brown, who's been getting some innings because of pitching injuries to the Cubs, went six innings and gave up one run. Sonny Gray was really good for the Cardinals again, six scoreless innings in Oakland as they beat the Athletics 3-1. Wilson Contreras with a pair of doubles and an RBI. And the standings show Milwaukee and Pittsburgh on top. Milwaukee 10-5, Pittsburgh 11-6, Cubs a half game back at 10-6, Cincinnati a game and a half back, and then the Cardinals three back at 8-9. In the Illini basketball world, Sincere Harris announced yesterday he is transferring. Not a surprise, particularly with some of their activities in gathering new guards who can score. And also, I won't be surprised to see him land at West Virginia. He's a Chester Frazier guy. Chester Frazier, the Illini assistant coach, is not been announced yet, but we all know that he's taking an assistant coaching job at West Virginia. And tonight is Brad Underwood's Coasters versus Cancer fundraiser over in Gordyville, which is just east of Rantoul. And he has as his special guests over there, and this thing is sold out. They sold 1,800 tickets to this. Bill Raftery will be there. Greg Campy, who's the retiring head coach at Oakland. That's the team that eliminated Kentucky from the NCAA tournament. And a longtime referee, Bo Borowski, who's a guy fans love to needle. He will be there and have some great stories, and that'll be a great deal for a good cause tonight, raising money for cancer.
All right, Mark, have a great day. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, and a big thank you to First National Bank, our longtime sponsor of Mark. And it was Kate Martin who went there to support Caitlin Clark last night and ended up getting drafted with the 18th overall pick by the Las Vegas Aces.
She didn't think she was going to get drafted?
There was speculation she might go 27 and join Caitlin with the Indiana Fever's pick, that might be like teammates, an allure. Sure. She said she was hoping maybe she would hear her name, but she was basically there with her Iowa teammates to support Caitlin. And ended up being the 18th pick.
Wow.
She's from Edwardsville, Illinois.
I saw that.
And she's a six-footer. She doesn't look tall on the court. But if you saw her last night standing next to, there's a great picture, with Kathy Engelbert, who's the commissioner.
Yep.
She's a six-footer.
Yes, she is.
She's tenacious. The coach called her the glue of that team.
Yeah. And she was very skilled. I mean,
it's hard. I remember we had the two players in here from Millikan, right? And we were talking about how hard it is to know you're going to be number two and have the ego to handle that and do what's best for the team and let the stars shine.
Yeah.
Like that Scottie Pippen could never figure that out, right?
Right.
She seems like that kind of teammate.
That her little bio says that exactly on ESPN, that she knows exactly how to fit in with whatever system is happening. She's got the IQ to know where to be.
Iowa's coach says she's going to be a coach someday. I mean that her future is like she'll have a great run, but someday she will be a coach to be reckoned with.
Yeah, very cool. Real quick, WNBA.
See, I should have stuck around. I didn't wait around for the second round.
Yeah, see? Well, you thought she was going off into grad school.
Well, that's everything I've been told, right?
Yeah, I was like, this girl's too special to give it up. WNBA looking to expand to 14 teams by 26, 28 by 2028. They want to be to 16 teams. The Golden State Warriors fielding a team, and they're adding a second. So they announced one, which is the first since the Dream in 2008. So they're going to have a second team and go up to 14 teams.
Why not?
And the reason, if you look at 12 teams, 12 players, there's only 144 spots. They want to get there. They want to get the women more opportunities, and they're going to pay for their jet service. One final note, they will be taking a break in their season, a lengthy break to accommodate the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. There you go. No, I think it's fantastic. There you go. By the way, I think Gabby Marshall did not get drafted. There was some talk about maybe late, but her and Martin and others were on the stage at the end of Saturday Night Live with Caitlin Clark. I don't know if you saw over this weekend. She made an appearance on the Weekend Update thing.
Saw that.
And then basically Ryan Gosling and Beavis and Butthead broke the internet.
But it was hilarious.
It was a pretty big Saturday Night Live.
The Gosling skit's hilarious.
It's funny. I did watch a video of that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. We'll take the break. When we get back, Dale Coley will join us in studios, and we'll preview tonight's Pharmacy Facts with Friends. Don't forget our first mid-ticket window. We do have Cardinals tickets to give away for this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday. I'll do the first pair of those at the end of the show today.
Nice.
And I want to get away. We're going to need to get it up on the website for people to be able to register and sign up too.
Okay.
You know, make it, I like to make it easy. Like hold it over your head, but like, you know, go where you are.
That's right.
Because we have tickets to give away all season long. So, courtesy of, First Mid. So anyway, time now for the marquee break. New cops. You see this?
Oh, they came in?
Yeah.
I haven't seen them. I've seen them on the screen. I have not seen them in print.
We've gone from brown to like a very attractive blue navy blue with gold. Look at there.
Nice. I'm going to have to go inspect the print work.
Yeah, I went in. I'm like, whoa. I mean, I've been drinking out of the same cup, not the exact same cup, but the same looking cup for years and years and years and years. I go into the kitchen today and what do I see? New cups.
The new blue.
The new blue.
Yeah.
Those are good looking. Kind of like a Greek or Romanesque kind of feel to it.
That's right.
Large and in charge. All right, Dale Coley next.
Hey, folks. Donald Trump Jr. here. Let me ask you this. Does inflation feel worse than we're being told in the news? That's because the official inflation rate doesn't tell the whole story. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back. But what you can do is stop your losses today. How? By diversifying your savings into a gold IRA from my friends at the Birch Gold Group. When you're done, your money will be parked in a tangible asset with proven history. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word hedge to 989898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. They provide an easy process to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold without losing your tax advantage status. So text hedge to 989898. That's hedge to the number 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold.
Message and data rates may apply.
At Busey Wealth Management, we're proud to partner with individuals, families, and foundations, ensuring possibilities become achievements. From preserving and enhancing your assets to securing your legacy for future generations, we're focused on your success. Busey Bank. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
COVID-19 has cast a spotlight on the stark inequalities that drive poverty. The poorest communities in the U.S. and around the world are suffering the most. Oxfam believes we can put systems in place to protect health and livelihoods in the future if we work together with dignity and compassion. Learn how you can help offer safety to the most vulnerable and fight for a more resilient future at OxfamAmerica.org. Sponsored by Oxfam America.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
This was the Better Bee Gees song from Saturday Night Fever. Doesn't get near the attention as the other one, but I think it still holds up.
I forgot it was on the soundtrack.
No, this was the big dance scene. This was in John Travolta lit up floor.
That's right.
Yeah. And you know who he was dancing with that was terrible?
Who's that?
Fran Drescher.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
I think you just unlocked something in my brain.
You go figure that out. I'm going to talk to Dale. Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Tuesday, which means tonight at 5 o'clock, Pharmacy Facts with Friends. Lauren and Megan will be in tonight. That means Dale will be somewhere else.
Richmond Community College tonight. Tonight's our Tuesday night board meeting.
So, okay. How's life out there?
Things are good. Things are busy out there. That state of the state. First day of the college message last week, and it was very, very promising, very, very positive. Lots of things going on as far as workforce development and the Enrich program and things like that. And everybody's gearing up for graduation coming, I think, the 17th of May. So it's busy times out there, too.
Good to hear. All right. Who's on the show tonight at 5?
Tonight we have Melanie Brown from the Central Illinois CEOs to discuss their upcoming annual trade show. And these are students that that work extra, come in early in the morning and a couple of days a week, And they work with Melanie and they talk to different business people preparing. They want to be entrepreneurs and things like this. Mm-hmm. So they have an event that's going to be going on at May 1st from 5 to 7 out at Hickory Point Mall. And it's going to show off what they've been doing and this type of thing. It's a great, great program, and it gets a lot of young people thinking about what they want to do, if they don't want to go to college or if they do want to go to college, and long-term what they want to do with their lives. So it's a great program.
I'm glad to hear, you know, because it, you know, feels like programs like Junior Achievement and, you know, that had these kind of roles have kind of gone away. You know, it's good that we've got entrepreneurs in schools.
It is. And it's throughout I think most county schools are involved in this thing here. And I know Mount Zion is Moreau Forsyth, Clinton, and all these different schools, Warrensburg, Latham, they have a lot of kids involved in this thing here. It's a commitment that the kids make, and it gets them ready for life, I think.
All right. What's going on in Springfield? Because it's a busy week over there. I know Tanya's going over there tomorrow. It's what's happening?
Lauren's very, very much involved in the legislative processes here in the state and also in the nation. So she's going to provide an update tonight on some of the important legislation being heard in Springfield that's going to impact some of our patients locally here. And specifically two bills that they're working on right now is a bill removing the prior authorization hoops and the process that they have to go for substance abuse treatment medication, which will help out crossing healthcare patients and stop delaying critical care. And that's a real important way that the insurance companies have a way of delaying services and things like this by what they call the prior authorization process. And this has really been this would be a real boon to the patients if we could get this removed from the process. And also they got a chronic medication. If you've been on a medication longer than 6 months, this bill will not allow the insurances to mandate a prior approval if you change a medication for the same diagnosis. And a lot of times that delays the patient getting the right medication as much as 3 to 4 weeks. And that can be critical in some of these cases. And she's also involved in a new bill that passed the Illinois State Senate last week, and it moves the House to lower inhaler copays. They did this with the insulin.
That was a big win for people with diabetes.
Big win for that. And then this is going to be a big win for the people with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, asthmatic patients and things like this, which you see a lot of patients like that in Decatur, Illinois. So if we can get a $25 maximum on that, at least will be affordable for the patients in Decatur.
That would be for a 30-day supply.
Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it is amazing to me, like some stuff, and you do this every day, you go and, you know, it's a couple of bucks.
Yep.
You know, and insurance does just fine. And then there are these other areas where you think, well, wait a minute. I mean, how can we still be talking about diabetes and asthma and things that are so chronic? You know, I mean, you know, and it's like unaffordable.
Yep. And you got some life-saving drugs that like Eliquis and Xarelto and things like this that keep blood clots from occurring and people that have had heart procedures and this type of thing. And those drugs are $500 and $600 per month.
Insane.
Sometimes we can get them down to $47, but many times it's 20% of the cost is what the patient's got to pay. And most people could not afford that.
No, I'll tell you what. I defy you to find people like the Coley family that are out there fighting for you, whether you're a customer or not. And if you really want that customized care, and I mean, they really do it. We've been, you know, customers for a long time, and they're amazing people. And they don't let the stuff in between get in the way. They figure out a way to make it work for you. And you're just not going to get that experience at a box store.
That's exactly right, and I appreciate that. And like I say, Lauren's in the middle of this whole situation, trying to get better legislation.
Yeah, I don't think Mr. Box Store is going over to Springfield, to try to influence legislation on your behalf.
No, not on your behalf. That's exactly right. And they're also not out there trying to help you support little different things going on in the community, and that's an important aspect of. You got to keep things local, and that's what we try to do.
All right, we'll see you tonight at 5. Actually, we'll see Megan and Lauren tonight at 5. Good luck with your Richland board meeting.
Thank you.
All right, here's Nick with your 3-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today, we've got a chance of showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon. It's going to be mostly cloudy and windy with a high near 82. Then tonight, showers and possible thunderstorms. Low around 63 with some wind. For Wednesday, partly sunny and windy, high near 72. And Thursday, 40% chance of showers after 2 p.m., mostly sunny, high near 70. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 64 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:53. This look at your weather, it's brought to you by Shaner's Towing. Fast, reliable, 24-hour towing in the Decatur area. Give Shaner a call, 217-875-2200.
When you have car trouble and need a tow, trust Shaner's Towing. Shaner's of Decatur is your best choice for business towing solutions in central Illinois. Roadside assistance, farming, towing and recovery, auto repairs and tires and more. If you're looking for a fast and reliable partner for all auto and heavy duty needs, just visit shanerstowing.com. Trust Shaner's and save their number, 875-2200. That's 875-2200. When accidents happen, when you need a repair, trust Shaner's Towing.
Get ready for an extraordinary summer at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater. Experience sensational performances, breathtaking views, and unforgettable experiences. Witness the melodies of Sister Hazel and Deep Blue Something. Groove to the country sounds of Craig Morgan and Drew Baldridge. Rock out with Skillet and experience the legendary Living Color. Feel the Southern Soul with Blackberry Smoke. And get ready to dance with KC and the Sunshine Band. Join us as we take a nostalgic trip down memory lane with three decades of hip-hop featuring Petey Pablo, Baby Bash, Twista, Tone Loc, and Sugar Hill Gang. This exceptional lineup guarantees an extraordinary summer of music like no other. Visit devonamphitheater.com to see the entire 2024 season lineup and to purchase tickets. Availability is limited, so act fast. Summer lives here at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater, where memories are made and music comes alive.
Did you know 63% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck? Living this way causes tremendous stress. We want to help. At LLCU, we have over 30 certified financial counselors ready to help you create a budget, pay down debt, start saving, and ultimately achieve financial freedom. There's no charge, no obligation, because credit unions believe in people helping people. It's why we exist. Call or visit LLCU.org to begin your journey to financial freedom. Land of Lincoln Credit Union. Bank on learning more. Federally insured by the NCUA.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Thought maybe you were going to like play some Billy Joel and then cut it right off in the middle.
Why would I do that?
Because that's what CBS did with the big 100th show. They had to come out and apologize, evidently.
Oh, I just saw the headline.
Eastern and Central time zones impacted by right in the middle of Piano Man, the signature ending of the show, even though it was already a half hour late, cut to local news.
Oh, man.
They're going to re-air it.
I just saw that headline.
They said, as a result of the disruption, as well as the overwhelming demand from the Legion of Fans, CBS said it will rebroadcast the singer's milestone concert in its entirety on Friday evening. We're sorry, was the quote from CBS. This was this 100 milestone Madison Square Garden concert that you were talking about, and I didn't watch it. I did see that it's on Paramount. I'm assuming you get the full thing there. But I thought when a network comes out, and I mean, they could have said, well, the whole thing's over on Paramount if you want to pay for it.
They're like, here, we're going to take another bump in the ratings this Friday, too.
Make all the Blue Bloods fans mad.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. Just give them an opportunity to see it again. We're sorry. I mean, what else can you do? You messed up. You fix it.
Yeah, they said it was some sort of, I don't even know what they called it. But, if you're already late for the news.
Yeah.
What's five more minutes?
Right.
Due to a programming timing error. And I feel like, you know what that means to me, what that translates to in today's modern age? Meaning no human body monitoring it.
Yeah, probably so.
And we get more and more of that. And we're not, we're part of it too in our industry, right? Mm-hmm. Automated everything. And you used to have bodies that made sure things happened the right way.
Right.
And they didn't. So they're going to re-air it on Friday night in case anybody was outraged about that.
Or in case you missed it overall.
I missed it completely. I mean, you told me about it. Yeah. I just didn't occur to me to watch it. But I can see getting invested and spending all the time watching it, and they get to the climax, and it's like everybody's...
It's like the Sopranos ending.
The Heidi game.
Yeah, the Heidi game. Yeah, yeah. It's a better one.
Okay. When we get back on the other side of the break, I got to tell you... I, at least in my opinion, just from an audience member, I thought that the presentation of That's What She Said was just fantastic, and what a great success for its inaugural year. We have one of the featured speakers who was there that night, and Natalie with us next. Stay tuned.
Car, home, mobile device, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories. Now, the Macon County Conservation District, co-sponsored by the Audubon Society, will be celebrating Earth Day with the 43rd Annual Festival of Spring on the 27th from noon to 4. Admission is free except canoeing, which will be $3 per person. Activities include bird banding, Sangamon River cleanup, a Birds of Prey show, and more. In a new collaboration, most Richland students will be immediately accepted to Millikan if they have at least a 2.0 GPA and can complete their Millikan bachelor's degree in 2 years with a full-time enrollment. The two institutions of higher learning have formed this collaboration.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.